Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders radio network, heard across the USA and on your favorite podcast platform. We are excited again to have Sean Joseph, who is the CEO of Jordan River Moving and Storage, who is a nationwide moving organization, and the website is www.jordanrivermoving.com. And Sean, you and I talked in our first segment of how the industry has changed and how it opens people up to be taken advantage of. And I would like to spend this segment talking to you a little bit about what happens now. So what kind of situations happen?
We believe in education, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's what we've been doing. You know, I'm a board member of the Washington Mover Conference, and every time we're talking about education. People need to be aware of the scam. They're not out of how, because they're not in the industry like me. I'm swimming information. I know the company. I know the scam. I know which one is which, where to look for the red flag. The ordinary people, you know, they're not living it 24/7 like me. How? So I think what we should do now, let's give them some advices.
Yeah, us too.
The sign. First of all, good information. I prepare fantastic blog about it, few blog on our website. They should go to jordanrivermoving.com and read. But let's dive into it. It's the scam. The scam is very simple. The company tried to get you in certain amount of money, and of course they will double it. Again, double it's only if you're lucky, because we see situation way more than double. So first, broker, you have to stay away from the broker. Okay. Now the thing is, the broker will never admit they are broker. They will lie to you that they are broker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the broker always takes 35% deposit, okay?
Crazy.
Do not pay more than 10% deposit that you can see in writing are at least refundable costs before the move. And today with the new regulation, the customer, the company, if any changes, has to provide you with a new estimate. It can be even refundable. Period. Legit company will refund you the deposit the day of the move.
Yeah.
Went wrong. Okay? Do not pay large deposit. Second, if the company asks you and try to move you based on a cubic feet, run and hang up the phone. Okay? You don't want to move by cubic feet, because this is not a precise measure.
No.
The precise measure is by weight. The government, the military, the corporate, everybody moving by weight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, things that you need to pay attention to: blank paperwork. The moving company must send you the bill of lading to be signed and reviewed at least 3 days before the move. And then they will try the day of the move to prepare a new estimate for you to change the number. Usually this form is empty, because they're just going to have you sign and please, under no circumstances, sign a blank paperwork. Under no circumstances, sign a blank paperwork. Automatically, when the movers will come, they will try to tell you that there's more item to your list. Or they will show you the truck and tell you, see, the truck is empty. We started cubic feet at zero, and we move forward. And you pay whatever the actual cubic feet on the truck. This is a big scam, okay? Because they're going to create a hole in the middle all the time.
Yeah.
And inflate the cubic feet amount on the truck.
Yeah.
So, like I said in the beginning, you shouldn't be in this situation. But if you're already in a situation and you agree to move by cubic feet, observe the truck all the time. Next to the truck, make sure the stack it tight all the way and tie it, so not going to spread the cubic feet. Another thing is, recently they all been using the same tactic of binding estimate fee. Okay, any company that you'll see any line that says binding estimate fee, supposedly be providing your binding estimate. Don't worry. That's why you see the binding estimate fee. Tactic they learned from one of the attorneys that advising all the scam companies out of Florida. It said there's a rule you can charge for binding estimate. But the idea was, because binding estimate is so strict for the moving company, when you go out to do an estimate, charge for the fee, and fee for the estimate, it's like $100, $125. Most legit company, all legit company will never charge for it. So they took this loophole in a federal rules and expanded. So you see charges for binding estimate, $3,000, $2,000.
Yep.
Pound the same. Supposedly they're not changing the price per pound on you, the overall, but they're fluctuating the price that they're charging on a binding estimate fee.
Yeah.
It's you a penny for binding estimate fee. Any estimate that you see, any information, any communication that you hear binding estimate fee, you're in the hand of a scam, I promise you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to understand one thing. If the person did not come in person to observe the item and sign something for you, it's not an estimate.
So if somebody's calling and they're on the internet, Sean, what are some red flags that you could see on a website that shows that you should probably step away or not go there?
Oh, on a website is tricky.
I know. That's why I ask you.
Because you need to go and do a few steps. So there is, look up the DOT, the DOT number.
Okay.
DOT number starts with the number 3, which means it's a brand new company. I would not suggest using a brand new company. But then you need to take this DOT number and go to the DOT website, which is a carrier search. Okay. Under the carrier search, plug in this DOT number. It will give you the information in HTML or print that you can see if this is a broker or a carrier.
Oh, wow. That's important. Huge advice.
Yeah, probably will register as carrier and broker, but it doesn't matter. As soon as you see the broker active,
Run away.
Exactly. Run for your life. You don't want to be there. If you see the broker, because it's simple math. The broker not doing nothing, just a phone call, supposedly coordinating with you and a moving and storage company. The moving and storage company short 35%. But also the broker is very always saying, "Oh, we booking the job in a low, the highest possible discount, 70%," because they don't care.
Right.
Just want the deposit. After they take the deposit, no way you can get the deposit out of them. They work the wording on the contract to show the credit card company that you try to dispute that they supposedly managed to arrange a company for you. So it's up to the moving company to come and rip you off. And that's exactly what they're going to do. It's simple as it is. So first of all, do not pay for binding estimate. Do not move by cubic feet. Make sure it's not a broker. If you see the DOT that starts with number 3, it's a brand new company. Try to avoid it. Ask for in-home estimate. Ask for someone to come in so you can look it in the eyes and you can trust and put something in writing and give you all the information.
Right.
So use a local moving company. Always. Another thing, on a website, for an example, if you go to a website, always first foremost look at contact us. If the contact us does not have a full address, run.
Yeah,
I'm telling
they're probably in, like you said, Bogota. You don't know where they are.
They're hiding. It has to be full address. The moving company will have a full address with a map connected to Google Map that you click. You can see where the location is. Look at our website. You understand what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Every company that you don't find the full full address in Washington, run. Or we have office in South Carolina too. South Carolina or whatever, whatever you are. Mm-hmm.
And even if you're in Kansas, somebody will come and do a in-home estimate. Isn't that correct, Sean?
Yeah. So first of all, those days we do also a video survey.
Right.
Customer. Or we can arrange for someone wants in Kansas, he doesn't want video survey. So I'm working with the move management that will send someone physically and do the visual estimate for
right.
me. Someone
right.
present.
Right.
All the time in Kansas, but I have customers that I moved to Kansas, to Texas, everywhere, and they want to come back using our company.
Correct.
If someone referred us to them, yeah, we're not mm-hmm. local, but they know mm-hmm. who you are, they know our addresses, they know when we're going to come and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we will provide them with the same method of service, you know, in-home
right.
survey, go over the item, and for us, the video server will serve exactly like we did it in person. We
right.
obey the same rules and, you know, and cap on top of the estimate. It's
mm-hmm.
not going to say, oh, based on your information or anything like that. It's,
no. And that's the key in working with an organization like yours. You know, you handle, you know, from the beginning through the end, you're not outsourcing to somebody else. You're basically handling the whole scenario from beginning to end.
Yeah, that's the key. We're not a broker.
Yeah.
We have affiliate in a family that we're working with in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Houston, in San Diego, in Las Vegas, you know, but it's all under the same bill of
care. Yeah. Yeah. You have your own network and you guys work in tandem with each other. And that's what's most important. And Sean, you and I, we're going to come back the next segment, talk a lot more about the industry, about what's going on and how seniors can be better prepared to take care of themselves. And we'll be right back right after this.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Hey everybody, Jared Sebesta here, host of Retire Repurposed. Now, this podcast is about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. We believe retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful, purposeful, and fulfilling season of a person's life. So don't retire. Become repurposed. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.